Am I the jerk? Yes, Matt. Am I the jerk? 1310 at gmail.com. That's where you go to submit those scenarios like these fine people, and we will love to hear from you. So let's start. The wife and I were just at dinner. We sat next to a group of ladies who I'd guess were in their late 60s. I heard one woman say, yeah, he's married to a news lady. The other woman said, who is? And the first lady said, Craig Miller. I instantly perked up and started listening. They then went back and forth trying to come up with his wife's name. I turned to them and said confidently, Clarice Tinsley. My wife kicks me under the table knowing I'm taking them down the wrong path, but the ladies just blindly accept my answer as correct. Why they didn't just check their phone is amazing to me. Anyway, we laughed all the way home.
I'm not sure that's
correct.
Am
I the jerk? I don't think that's funny. Really jerk status.
That's very funny.
But Clarice Tinsley for June's, huh?
They went, oh, okay, that's okay. Right. That's right. And just continue on with their conversation.
Clarice Tinsley is 72. Oh, look at that. She's born on New Year's Eve. I didn't know that. So
I think that's a good bit. So while they didn't check their phones or leading them down the wrong path, I think that's fantastic.
I think
so
it's
I'm
going to
say no. I say for comedic reasons, you are not a jerk, sir. Way like more of that.
If it's funny, you get a pass.
Yeah, funny. Pass. All right. I was looking for a parking spot in a garage of a hospital of my choosing. I was following a D-ass, or I guess dumbass, as they moved slowly on the first level, I guess thinking someone was going to leave at 8 a.m. in the morning. As we creeped up to the second floor, there she blows a spot next to the elevator. The dumbass in front of me creeped past the spot, so I zipped in as I bolted out of my car. I see their reverse lights on, and their SUV was horizontal, so to back in. I had a moment of oops, but started laughing and walked 5 steps to the elevator. I expected a note on my car keyed when I got back, but nothing. I'll accept being the jerk, but this trend of backing into parking spaces is stupid, especially in a parking garage. I'm from Louisiana, and I challenge anyone to a boat launching contest, but this BS of making people stop, give room so you can be Roy DeSoto from Emergency is crap.
A jerk for a jerk is still a jerk.
Yeah, I don't know that. Like, where we park, the people that park the opposite direction of the slant,
it ruins everything.
Is bizarre. I don't understand that at all. But if the spots are even
straight
and you want to back into it, that's your prerogative. I don't know that there's anything wrong with that.
But should you, saving time on your back end when you leave, come at the sacrifice at the front end of somebody else?
This is pretty polarizing as far as what to do as etiquette, because if you creep past that spot and me and my car behind you, not knowing
going.
You're going
yeah.
to, but how closely behind are you following?
But if they just like kind of stop and you're not expecting and you're in a parking lot and you're following behind them,
yeah.
that space becomes finite very quickly.
I feel though that if I go a little bit past it to safely back in, that car behind me should notice that. And whether they accept it or not, that's on them, I guess.
You would think so.
If it's crowded and that's the spot, I am not backing in.
That's the
I'm
deal.
Pulling in forward because we are having a hard time trying to find spots in the first place.
Because if there's people behind you, that's when it becomes egregious to back in.
Right.
Because now you're taking up other people's
time.
If there's nobody around, or if there's, you know, people way back that are coming up, sure, back in, do your deals. But if there's 2 or 3 cars or even 1 car behind you,
you pull
you're taking
it.
Up their time.
That's right.
Yeah,
because
you're holding up the line.
Yeah.
Right.
I say, although just back, get into parking spot and then just, you know, leaving as the car's in reverse is... It is a jerk move, but I do think that if we're trying to teach people how to drive correctly, that you shouldn't back into a spot, even though if there's a car behind you. You look in your rearview mirror, if there's a car behind you, just pull forward. It's not going to save you that much time when you leave to back out and get the hell out.
Right, and I think that's happened to probably everybody where you may not even be trying to park. You might be leaving the parking garage. So when that car passes a spot, you just keep going. And then you've got to back up because they put their reverse lights on. You're like, oh, they're going to back into this spot. So, yeah, to Travis's point, I think that if there's cars behind you, you should pull in front first.
Yep. That should be the rule. So maybe it takes the jerkdom away if they know that you're behind them and they still try to back in.
Right, because then they're sitting there like, oh, you got too close to me. No, this is my spot. I'm backing in. You need to back up.
Have you ever gotten to that scenario of that happening and you both just stop and then you got to see which one is right? Mm-hmm. I've never been in that situation because I drive correctly. If there's someone behind me, I won't back in. I don't back in too often.
Yeah, I don't usually.
Usually if I'm at a concert or a sporting event, I would try my best to back in so it makes it easier to get out when 20,000 people are leaving at the same time.
I just pull through.
I'll
drive around and look for empty spaces. Right.
Oh, really?
For
three, okay, to pull through?
Yeah. Just because I don't want to be in other people's way and I'm doing something. I don't want to take up time. I'll just do my thing.
Well, I have a tiny car, so it doesn't take me a lot to back in. I can do it in one whip.
Everybody says that.
Really?
I have a tiny car.
I know you do, but everybody says that.
You have a tiny car, too.
I do, but I don't know why. Like, maybe at a sporting event or whatever, I might back in, but I don't usually do that. Although, I saw a guy, one of the guys on our row that we all park on in our parking garage, he parks the wrong direction, and he's been in his car before.
If it's the pull through.
Even then, but you're in the wrong direction. And so now when you're getting out,
it's hard to get out.
Right. Right. No, that's true.
And I wanted to ask him before, like, because I've seen him in his car, because I guess he naps in there, he gets to work, and he just waits for a certain time. And I wanted to be, hey.
Sometimes you have to get your mind right before you even walk into a building.
Like, I'm so curious by that of.
Just ask him. Just walk up and knock on the window and ask him.
Well, one time I waited to see if he'd get out of his car, but he didn't. So I was like, well, I'm going to go in. Because I'm just curious. What's the motivation for parking? Because now you got to go the wrong direction to go the right
because
direction.
He's going to have to back up in order to get out properly.
Depending on who parks next to him, yes. I mean, some of those big trucks that park right there, I don't know how if a big truck parked next to him, I don't know how he'd have to drive up and then kind of loop back around. Weird.
Because we also have those small spaces where the pillars are somebody parks there early and we're just going to be all diagonal all
those
day.
Those are the last ones to go. Everyone avoids those pillars.
Yeah,
those aren't even parking spots, man.
Yeah, those are weird. I had the other day when I was trying to park, the security guard on the golf cart was coming up the wrong direction. And just looked at me like I was like, dude, you're going against the arrow.
Dude, security down there needs to be stopped.
We need to have an intervention.
They are
the parking garage people down there.
They are Paul Blarts.
There's a bald fella down there that I want to fight.
Well, let's set that up. August 14th, Bomb Factory. Hey, Invasion, here's my submission. I bring my own bags to the grocery store, so I'm not using the plastic bags. Several of them are also insulated, so my cold stuff stays cold. I put my groceries in the bag while I'm shopping. Then when I get to the cashier, I put my groceries on the conveyor belt in the order I want them placed in the bag. And I put each bag in front of each section of groceries so the cashier bagger have them ready. Most cashiers and baggers are cool about it and do just that. However, one day, a lady came over to bag. She started putting my groceries in the store plastic bags. I interrupted her and explained what I wanted. She just stared at me for a bit. Then she said no and walked away. My jaw dropped, as did the cashier's. The cashier immediately apologized and proceeded to bag them the way I requested. So am I the jerk? Part 2 bonus, am I the jerk for refusing to go to self-serve? I do not work for the grocery store. Thanks for what you do to your bodies.
You don't have to go to self-serve. They have lanes with people in them. You can choose those.
Yeah, I don't think you're a jerk for not going to self-serve.
And I don't know.
If you want to be checked out by a cashier, that's your prerogative. Right. You go right ahead.
And those bags are pretty typical. It's not like that's an odd thing. Yeah. They probably get 10 people in each lane every day with those bags.
I don't think she's a jerk at all. That is stunning.
Now, it is a little anal retentive to have the bag set up and have an expectation that they're going to know exactly what you want, but that also feels pretty easy to follow the line and just kind of put things in a bag pretty close.
Why are we assuming it's a lady? It's a dude.
I don't know if I said she or he. Sorry.
Okay, well,
you guys
the person
are so stereotypical.
The person. In what sense?
They, them.
I go to the grocery store. I'm a guy.
I don't know.
What's the stereotype?
It could be a bear, for all we know.
Oh, right, right.
I do go to the grocery store. Why'd you look at me that
way?
I
didn't say you
didn't. I have to.
Okay.
Yeah. Or do I? I can. Maybe they deliver it to me. I don't know.
Maybe.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's... I'm shocked that the person that was going to bag them said no. That's shocking to me.
That's some job security right there.
That's it right. Is. I might. And even if the cashier is... I can't believe she said that. I mean, like, yeah. Well,
let's
he
see
said
what
that.
Your manager thinks about what right. they said. Although I wouldn't do that because then that takes more of my time. I just want to go home.
I don't want anybody to get fired.
But no, that but is dude, you definitely want... That's one thing...
That's at the grocery manager store, finds out about that, they're getting
that is
fired.
Shocking.
Because if you have a particular order, you can be a little OCD about how things are. Like, my wife is that way about bread. Like, don't squeeze my bread. Don't put it in a bag. Gently.
That's fair. It's supposed to go
gently,
on top.
Gently.
Bread and eggs together, please.
Bring it up and put it to the side. And, hell, you can even hand it to me. But if she sees anyone mishandling her bread, she'll go get another one. But
like she'll
people,
jump out of line.
You know what? I'll be right back.
Does she leave all the items there?
Well, you know, while they're checking out or whatever, she'll just go get another thing of bread. Or she'll tell me, "Hey, go get some more bread," because
awesome.
They've just mishandled that. So
I respect
some people
that.
Have some issues when it comes to their groceries like that. And if you want to keep your cold stuff cold and you have the bags for it, put it in there
and
like
you would
that.
Think that actually,
no one wants scrunch loaf.
No.
That would help them. That it makes more sense. Like, I put everything exactly how it should go. You don't have to think about it.
Not just
helped you.
I would right there. I'm helping you out.
But I don't think they're a jerk. And
I
not going to
so
self-serve.
Either.
That I mean, that's not a jerk
that's,
at all.
No, that's on you. You do what you have
I'll
to do.
I only go to the self-checkout if I just have a few items. Normally, if I have like a grocery cart, I'm going to go. Because the produce is always, they do that way faster.
If it's more than the little handheld basket that you have, then I'm definitely going to a cashier.
Because some of the produce, it's...
You have to find the number,
and
then you put it on the weight. Yeah, who wants to do that?
Yeah.
That takes work.
You got to type it in, like, A-V-O-C, avocado. Okay, well, which one is this? And then the person would already...
The number, yeah.
See, I eliminated all this by just ordering groceries online. Pick it up.
Delivery. Which is also a good way to do
it. No, just pick it up, man. You don't need to pay for delivery.
Oh, just pick it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never done that.
It's awesome. You don't always get everything you order, but, you know.
Okay. All right. Well, that's Am I the Jerk for this week. Am I the Jerk? 1310@gmail.com. That's where you send those scenarios. We look forward to it every single Thursday at 9:50.